I'll answer while Jeremy's making a nice water bubble for you. How did Jeremy get to be on the Artemis II mission? Jeremy and I were selected as astronauts together back in 2009. And he was a member, obviously, of the Canadian Space Agency, and I was a member of NASA. And when Jeremy interviewed to be an astronaut, our chief astronaut, Peggy Whitson, was on their board. And Peggy came back from that interview and said, if Canada doesn't hire Jeremy, no one will hire Jeremy. He did that well. So I think if you go through Jeremy's life, he grew up just a very inquisitive kid. He had huge dreams. He saw a picture of Neil Armstrong in an encyclopedia a long time ago walking on the moon, and it just sparked his curiosity and his imagination. And he always tells people that the most important thing when you have a dream and an aspiration is that you tell people, you talk about that. Some people may not believe you can do it, but you know you can do it. And the more you talk about it, the more people will begin to believe that you can make your dreams come true. And that is exactly what Jeremy did. He turned his tree fort into a spaceship, and he became a fighter pilot in the Royal Canadian Air Force. And then he got to the Canadian Space Agency in 2009, and the rest is history. And I'm still not that good at water and space yet. I'm still learning, but I'll keep practicing.